Well, today the Senate rejected that slimmed-down Republican coronavirus relief package. Democrats had said with people clamoring for more help, the $300 billion measure was just not enough, dimming hopes for another relief package before November's election. Well, what do small business owners think about all the wrangling on Capitol Hill? Colorado Public Radio's Caitlin Kim visited a small town in northern Colorado to find out.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Hold on, let me cover my face up so you don't know who I am.
Luckily for me, I do know who he is. Troy Hammond, mayor of Wellington, Colorado, a bedroom community of 12,000 people, mostly white, mostly rural, and about an hour's drive north of Denver. I met Hammond last year when Republican Senator Cory Gardner stopped by for one of his Main Street walking tours. The affable Hammond led that tour. Back then, he stressed how fast Wellington was growing. Now, it's a different story.
Well, I'll tell you what, COVID did a lot to our town. Really spun it out, set it back.
Businesses up and down the main street that shuttered have reopened, albeit at smaller capacity and shortened hours. The town helped some of the restaurants expand outdoor seating on the sidewalk. There have been several confirmed cases of COVID-19 here and no deaths. But Hammond says the virus has left other scars.
It's been hard on families and children, not having school to go to and not being able to do the events and plan like they used to. So it was definitely a lifestyle change. And it created a bit of a dystopian society in a small town where everybody knows each other.
Wellington is a town with Republican roots, but more Democrats are moving in as the suburbs stretch outwards. It's welcoming. Neighbors wave or honk when they see one another. And kids' bicycles and toys, not political signs, litter front yards. But Kelly DeVries says there's a sense of uncertainty overhead.
I think everyone's trying to navigate this new environment.
DeVries owns Thistle, a gift shop in town.
And a lot of people are losing jobs or worried that they're going to, so they're holding back more, which totally is understandable.
Despite the sign on her wall that reads, "Please no politics," the registered Democrat says she reached out to some Colorado politicians to talk about the problems facing small businesses like hers. She got a form letter back. And when it comes to this latest round of negotiations in Congress, well,
I don't know. I'm almost to the point where I'm afraid to even hope that there's something out there because it feels like it's so politicized instead of it being about picking up America as a whole and picking up each little business.
She's not alone. Peter Pronko and his wife Diana have kept the repair shop of their watch and jewelry business open. The couple are in their 80s, and Proper Time is their retirement business. He's an independent, she's a Democrat. And they both are disappointed by how things have degenerated, especially the latest round of talks.
It's a logjam. It's not going anywhere, which is unfortunate because there's a real need for continuing support of some kind.
He points out that when CARES was passed, people thought it would be a couple of weeks, and then there'd be some sort of long-term plan. There's not, and they're still struggling. Erin Jerome owns the hair salon Trim.
I have clients who are still struggling. I have friends who are still struggling. I have, like, people, you know, downtown here in my community who are still struggling. Restaurants that can only seat half capacity. And, you know, how do you go from 100% income to 50% or even 25%?
Jerome considers herself lucky. Her salon is doing fairly well. But the registered Republican agrees the response from Washington has gotten too partisan.
You know, it's sad to me, too, that things have gotten so Democrat or Republican. What about just that we're all people? What about that we're all just the same group of people? We all pay the same bills. It doesn't matter what your political background is.
And the longer the pandemic goes on, the more frustrated people get. Mary Gray is owner of Soul Squared Brewery and Leave It to Cleaver, a food truck located behind the tap room. The bar used to be packed. Now, capacity is less than 50%. The registered independent, who typically votes Republican, did take some CARES money, but she's worried about the impact on the larger economy.
I mean, $1 trillion, $3 trillion, where's it coming from? Are we just printing fake money at this point? So that part makes me nervous about getting excited about assistance.
And if the political stalemate and finger-pointing continue, Republican Linda Knack, who runs an auto repair shop in town, says everyone will get the blame.
And there's not a lot of feeling of in the middle, you know. I think people are pretty set. And I think there's a lot of tunnel vision and earmuffs on that I don't want to hear anymore.
Back at Proper Time, unaffiliated business owner Peter Pronko is sick of excuses. His message to Congress is clear.
Get your act together. Stop being stupid. I got to admit that I've reached the point of being angry with the way things are being handled all the way around.
Whether or not Congress and the White House get that message remains a big question, one that could have big ramifications for small towns like Wellington, Colorado. For Here and Now, I'm Caitlin Kim.